Thank you for calling customer support. Miss Demetra speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I just got through speaking with a young lady, and I'm trying to dispute a transaction that had been made on my credit card that I no longer have. I lost it in April. And I've gotten charged twice, $56.95 and $7.95. And I did not authorize that. And I've lost my card in April. I already have a replacement card that's a totally different number, so I don't understand why I was charged for it. I don't know if the person who found my card did the charges, but it's I did not do no muscleup.com.
Okay, let me see here.
Okay.
Can you provide me with your zip code?
75604.
And your name?
Amanda Phillips. And the lady gave me a confirmation code for something. Cancel something, I don't know. But I know I didn't make some transactions because my debit card's been gone since April.
Verify the shipping address for me.
109 South Lane Wells, Longview, Texas, 75604.
I do see here, this is for our Makita. All right, do you remember paying $7.95?
And $56.95. I never made any transaction. Like I said, I lost my debit card in April. I got a replacement card this month. I did not make those transactions. I'm not trying to be rude. I want my money back because I did not make those transactions.
Okay, ma'am. If you're claiming fraudulent for the stores, we can either put this under a fraud investigation, whereas that we contact the local authorities, we provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify where the actual stores is ordered from. During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or fraud charges. But if you don't want to go through fraud, ma'am, we offer a 35%. But if you're sure you didn't order this, ma'am, we have the fraud investigation for you.
Okay, we didn't do it. Because I know I did not make the transaction. Two different transactions on my account. May 30th and freaking June 4th. And my card's been gone since May, April. And here it is, June. And I'm getting charged. Muscle up now. What do I need a muscle up now? What is a muscle up now?
So, do you want to go through the fraud investigation, ma'am?
What is a muscle up? What is muscleup.com?
I don't know, ma'am. We're a third party. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors. It pops up differently on bank statements, so I wouldn't know what that is, ma'am.
You wouldn't know what that is, but you are so dumb. Okay, just do the fucking
Nobody's dumb, ma'am. I'm trying to help you out.
Because y'all should be with the company.
Well, we are third party, ma'am. That means we handle customer support for the company.
Okay, well, then support me. Refund my
money.
That's
what I'm trying to do, ma'am. If you answer the question, I asked you a question, ma'am. I asked you a question. Did you want to go through the fraud investigation, ma'am, or did you want to get a 35% refund?
I'm not getting a 35% refund. I want my whole damn $56 back and $7.95.
Okay. Do you want to go through the fraud investigation, ma'am?
No, I want my money back.
Well, if you don't want to go through the fraud investigation proving it's a fraudulent charge that you did not order it, ma'am, we do 35% refund back, ma'am.
Oh, you're not going to give me no 35% back. You're going to give me my $56.95 and my $7.95.
Well, ma'am, now, if you want to prove it as a fraudulent charge, ma'am, we don't mind.
I already talked to my bank.
Okay.
And my bank has already said that I need to contact y'all because y'all need to give me a refund because they know I've lost my card.
Okay. I understand that. So
I
do you want
speak
to go
to
through the... I am a supervisor, ma'am. I'm the supervisor of the fraud department.
Supervisor.
I am
main
the supervisor of the fraud department,
main supervisor of the company.
I am, ma'am. That's why you
no,
got transferred to
not.
Me, ma'am.
No, you're not.
How
I want the main
me, ma'am?
Company. Because y'all ain't going to do nothing but try to charge me again. And I'm glad they canceled the card.
I don't think you've been listening to me at all this whole conversation.
You haven't been listening to me.
No, ma'am.
I didn't make the transaction, so yes.
I didn't say you did, ma'am. That's why you got transferred to...
Money.
Ma'am, you're not going to understand anything if you keep yelling and trying to interrupt
you're
me. But you can go ahead and talk, ma'am. Go ahead, ma'am. You can talk.
I have to raise, and I can't lose money like that.
I understand that, ma'am. So, but you yelling and you're doing all the yelling isn't going to get anything across, ma'am. I'm trying to help you, ma'am.
You're a third party. You act like you can't even just give me refund my money back.
If you've been listening to me, I've been trying... Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
I am telling you, I did not make the transaction.
I didn't say you did, ma'am. But you're not listening to me. That's why I'm trying to help you.
Process of getting investigated and all that. I don't want them in my business.
Well, ma'am, that's what we have to do. If you're saying you didn't order this, ma'am, that's why you got transferred to fraud.
My bank sure did not say I had to do all that.
Because we're not your bank, ma'am. The bank, and we're a whole different company, ma'am.
Because my bank sure would have said, oh, well, you need to do a fraudulent then.
Okay, we're not your bank, ma'am.
Okay,
of course they would say something like that.
Then.
Okay, thank you. Provide me a few seconds, please.
Here, what do you need in the house for? I thought you wanted to go to work. I don't know why I came here, huh? Put the cat down. No, no, Chloe.
Oh, shit.
Thank you for patiently waiting, ma'am. While that fraud investigation is going on, we're going to shoot a full refund for you. It's going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. You're going to get a confirmation email to your email address letting you know the account's been canceled and refunded. If we do need any more information from you during the fraud investigation, ma'am, we'll contact you. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, sir.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.